not all of us think a hell of a lot about concrete, but those that do find it a real bloody mission to find the good stuff when they need it. Now, tonight's podcast, it's brought to you by Concrete Booking Agency. That's www.concretebookingagency.com.au, all one word. They're changing the way people actually purchase their concrete. One phone call, they source the concrete for you from one of a stack of different suppliers, and bang, your concrete rocks up when it's required. So go to that internet-based website or call them 1-300-266-278. And thank you, boys, at Concrete Booking Agency for your support of the Community Podcast.
That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Hello, community. How you going? It is a joyful, joyful occasion here in the bungalow. Skinflute is back, and he is going right off his tits. He was around the backyard on the flute before, put together this little rendition, and I'll tell you what, he is happy. Dance around if you feel that it's good for you. Good on you, Will. Have you seen a man bottom out and then return with such fervour in 1 week, less than a week? We were just condolencing him on Sunday in the Sunday podcast with Pooter. He go, he ain't bothering crouching. Will Minson is back and he's playing this week. There's some big ass outs. Chris Judd, Bryce Gibbs, Mark Murphy, all out against Sydney this week. Real ramifications for those of you who are thinking of moving on Patrick Cripps. We'll get to that. We know Brett Good's busted his arm. Lin Jong's out of that Bulldogs lineup as well. And there's some big ins. We've got some big rookie ins. We always knew some rookies would surface. It was dry as a dog's ass. Now rookies are coming to the fore, and we'll get through that tonight. Benny Newton's out. We know Kane Corns is dispatched and he's retired after an absolutely wonderful career for Port Adelaide. What's it mean for someone like Carl Lehman, who's been on the fringes? Will he finally break the snot vest off and just hit the park? He's named on the field. Carl Lehman, 123 grand midfielder option. Grant Birchall's out, and we know the yo man, Elliot Yo's been suspended. Big ins, especially on the rookie front. Now, let's get through a few of these. We'll get a few of the big boys out of the way first. Lukey Hodge is back. For those of you who are robust enough to hold on to him back there, he's back in. Jaron Geary's come back into St Kilda. Surprised to see that Hugh Goddard hasn't been called up. I would almost have locked that one away this week. That would see Hugh Goddard as a defence rookie option come in. But it doesn't matter, because we've got crap loads of other options. Significantly first, we've got a bloody ruck rookie. We have got a bony fighty ruck rookie named for Gold Coast, Keegan Brooksby. What a name. What a wonderful name. He's a mature age ruckman from South Adelaide playing for Gold Coast. Averaged 137 super coach points in his 6 games in the NEAFL so far this season. So we look like we've got a genuine bloody ruck rookie. Amazing. Other significant rookie ins. Joel Hamling from Western Bulldogs, 123 grand defender. He's an ex-cat. He sort of lurked around there for a while without getting a gig. He's a key position defender. What I saw of this kid in the NAB, particularly, it might have been NAB 2. He came in off the bench midway through the game and was solid as a bloody rock. I've been anticipating his selection, and I think this could be a real genuine defence rookie option moving forward. So keep your eye on him. We've got Danny Howe. Hawthorne, first game, 117 grand defender. We've got Tom Cleary from Port Adelaide, who's 150 grand defender. He's a bit of a fringe dweller. Wouldn't really read too much into Tom Cleary, and his output capacity is very limited. Liam McBean, Richmond forward rookie option, coming in for his second game after missing last week. He's had one sub-affected game of 28 so far. Another boy to keep our eye on up there. Will Minson is in. And finally, Ace Cordy is out. What a week, Will. You should be happy, mate, and the joy that your flute has brought to the bungalow today has been really wonderful. It's been a lovely evening, mate. Another Footscray boy, Bailey Dale, 117 grand forward, is named for his third game. So there's a bubble boy there for those of you who are looking for a rookie up forward. I'm actually not very keen on his prospects moving forward. I think he's underdone, and I think he's a good 2 year away from being a best 22 player at Western Bulldogs. I don't like his ongoing job security, which, by jingoes, that will be important as we near the buys and get into the arse end of the season. So be very cautious with Bailey Dale, especially now that we've got a crap load of rookies. Some of them look like real good options starting to play their first games. So cool your Jets. Did I mention bloody Jarryn Geary? Yeah, well, he's back in as well. Wayno, you might have held on to Jarryn Geary, so that's significant as well. Cannot wait to rip this one to shreds. Let's get to the community.
How's it going, Jock? Samuel Usher again, mate. Absolutely love Monday's podcast. It was fair dinkum grouse. Now, I'd like to share a few words of wisdom with the community about the young man from Carlton, Patrick Cripps. With a price of 430k and a break-even of 86, I think it's about time we move him on. Playing at a struggling Carlton side, along with a round 11 bye, I believe he's going to start stinking it up and causing us structural issues. I would be looking to trade him out for the likes of a Tommy Rockliffe or a Jordan Lewis, who are proven premium guns, available at cheap prices. Cheers, mate. Keep up the good work.
G'day, Jock. Nuggety here. What do we do? If we haven't got Rockliffe in already, do we trade Cripps to him? Cripps is the highest averaging Carlton player there is. Doesn't feel right. What do you think, mate? It's all right, mate.
Thanks, mate. Good on you, Sammy and Nuggety. Thanks for your calls. And this is a very interesting conundrum now. A hell of a lot of people will be thinking about this Cripps to Tom Rockliffe move. Let's just paint the picture. What do we know this week? Chris Judd, Bryce Gibbs, Mark Murphy are out. That makes it very interesting. The great Mick the Mad Irishman deployed a very interesting tweet early in the week, and that was the last time Chris Judd was out, Patrick Cripps scored 172. Does that mean that we could have a higher likelihood of seeing Patrick Cripps come out with real premium output this week? Let's have a look at the Carlton midfield. They're going to have Bell, Cripps, Carrazzo, possibly Curnow, and of course Cripsy in there. How's that dynamic work? I think Cripps will be asked to do a lot of the bullocking work, and I think he could collect quite a bit of pill. First, let's get out of the way. Of course, Tom Rockliffe is a wonderful trading option to your team. There is no ifs, buts, maybes about that. However, do you want to hold off? I know I've been avocadoing this for a couple of weeks now, and I personally won't be going Tom Rockliffe till after his bye. Even if he averages 120 over the next couple of weeks, he'll still be 515k odd going into round 12 after he's had his bye. I'm holding Cripps in me team for the week. If that bye wasn't sitting there around 11, I'd be very likely to go Tommy Rockliffe. But Cripps, I think we have to have a real long, hard think about whether you want to trade him out this week, because I feel like it's quite likely he'll score quite robustly. Let's not forget the old bounce effect. New cage rocks up. All the boys want to prick up and show what they're all about. Carlton will not get destroyed by Sydney. Will they get beaten? Yeah, they'll get beaten. Will they give a yelp? Oh, my word, they will. They'll put on a performance and they'll give Sydney a real shake, mark my words, and I think Patrick Cripps could score quite heavily.
G'day, Jock. It's Shamas here. So this week, Joel Hamling is going to make his debut for the Western Bulldogs. I've got him sitting on my bench at the moment, but I'm thinking about taking a risk and starting him this week. What are your thoughts? Cheers. G'day, mate. Now, I've got some wisdom for the community. I say, snap Joel Hamling. I reckon he's going to do good.
Yeah, a lot of love coming from Joel Hamling, and thank you very much for your call-ins, gentlemen. Whether you'd start the kid on the ground or not, and, well, more to the point, whether you'd even bring him in this week or not, it's probably another kettle of fish. First caller there, mate, look, depends who you got down back. He's actually quite a, you know, he's a key position type. He can get a little bit of football. If what I saw Nab 2 was something to go by, he could have the ability to collect more than like your Nathan J. Brown from Collingwood type. But, goodness me, you would have gargantuan spuds if you've got Oxley. Even, you know, Camden McIntosh, even though, look, he hasn't scored above, what, 67 since round 5, so you could be, you know, umming and ahhing about Camden McIntosh. But certainly you'd put Adam Oxley on. Camden McIntosh, well, I'd probably even put him on in front of Hamling, first gamer. Then you might also have Adam Sard back there still as a defender. They're all sort of reasonable scoring options. So, look, I wouldn't be going putting the kid on the ground. I wouldn't be falling over yourself to do that. And as a matter of fact, there's been a lot of changes at the Bulldogs this week. You might want to just sit back and just see how Hamling slots into that Western Bulldogs lineup before you do something like jumping on him this week. Let's not get desperate with our trades. Let's not burn trades. And an issue we probably really need to discuss is, how many trades have you got left? How many trades do you have left? Are you still holding them back? I hope you are. I hope you're conversing some of those at this stage of the season. If you've got your spreadsheet ready to plan around the buys, you might be looking to use that ability to use three trades in each buy round to really build your team to full premium. I'm not sure about the merits of just burning trades willy-nilly. Of course, there's different kettles of fish here. You could be going for rank, and you might really need to get the leg up on the competition, so you want to really build the point-scoring capacity of your team now so that you stay up with the pack. Fair enough. But if you're a league player, I'd want to see you around 22 trades left. That's where I'd see you. And moving forward here, unless there are options like, you know, we're looking at very good midfield trading options this week. You know, if you're looking at Tom Rockliffe, yeah, Jordan Lewis is starting to look very attractive where he's at. Joel Selwood, what an option. He'll still have a break even of up around 140 this week, but Joel Selwood's now only about, what, 515K. If he scores a 95 against West Coast, he could drop around 500K. These are the priorities. Even Stephen Johnson, he got a bit more of the pill last week. He's coming off at round 6, 130, round 7, 110, 78 last week, belied the fact that I think he's starting to move into form. So even Stephen Johnson, who's now around 6, what is he, 465K or something like that. The list goes on. These are the targets you might be looking to insert into your team. I'd hate for you to be doing something like trying to squeeze a, you know, Joel Hellwood, get Joel Hamling in now, and, you know, and then I'll get Oxley off. That's going to decrease the point capacity scoring of your team. Just try and be disciplined with your trades is what I'm saying. I'm not saying don't trade. I'm not saying don't trade. I'm just saying be very measured and cautious with your approach to trading leading into the buy rounds.
G'day, Jock. One quick question. What the bloody hell do we do with Heredia Lumumba, the chosen one?
G'day, gents. Gavin here. I've got to get rid of Lumumba. He's bleeding cash and I don't have the coin to upgrade as I've already gone Chris to Rocky. I'm taking a risk with a sideways trade. My question is, who's more value, Mitch Wallace or Shane Savage? Love to hear your thoughts.
Look, boys, I'm not sure you're familiar with the man who is Heredia Lumumba. And I think it might be an opportune moment just to refresh ourselves with the entity that we're dealing with here.
The true meaning of my true name, which is Heredia Desibelis Luzavi Lumumba, which means the prince, the one who will have the last laugh. And is gifted. Thank you.
No, Harry. Thank you, mate. Thank you for everything you've done for us as a race, mate. Now, boys, I know Heredia Lumumba has not done what you wanted him to do, but let me ask you this. 365 grand. Do you think he's going to provide you 365 grand output leading up to the buys? He's got a round 13 buy. He'll play Port, who are weakened this week on Saturday. Week after, on the Monday, he'll play Collingwood. And don't tell me that he won't have his back up and he won't be at peak performance for that game. Then he'll come into St Kilda round 11, then Geelong round 12 before his bye. Hold him to the buys, boys. You know, priorities. And do not sideways trade. Go up or go down, no sideways business. But going back to your question before, mate, if you had to, if you were really fair income on pulling that manoeuvre, Savage over Wallace, I'd go Wallace, absolutely Wallace all the way. Mitch Wallace now down at 325, he's even 15 grand cheaper than he was at the beginning of the year. Funny how we don't really cast our eyes over these mid-price types this time of season, isn't it? And if you were considering a mid-price option, why not Mitch Wallace? I think he's wonderful value. And look, going back to your Heredia Lumumba, now, if he was going to start turning his form around and he drops down to around 320, then you might come on the other side of the coin and say, gee, what if I could bring in Heredia Lumumba? In the defence, where there's not many solid options. So, no. I think it's a mistake to trade him out, particularly before the bye. At the very least, hold him up until that round 13 bye is my advice, boys. But as I say, look, I might be recognised as probably one of the finest fantasy footballers that were ever born, but I'm only one man, okay? Doesn't mean my opinion's more important than yours. If you've got a feeling in your waters, they're very important, and sometimes it's very important to follow that message in your waters. Okay? So, I don't want you to necessarily heed my wisdoms to the T. If you've done your research, if you've done your analytics, if you've done spreadsheets and you've done columns, absolutely follow your beliefs to the end of this world, because that's where enlightenment comes from. That's where greatness comes from. And that's where the world will be yours and everything amongst it, my friend. So, yeah, good luck.
Yeah, g'day, Jock. Lekdog here once again. My favourite time of the week. Look, I said this in my video and I'm going to say it here. I don't think we should be trading in any players with the round 11 bye. The exception of that being Tom Rockcliffe. I think at his price, we can't ignore him. However, your other selections, your Deledios, your players like that, I think we just have to wait until their bye is up. Secondly, if you're considering Lance Buddy Franklin, solid selection, as was pointed out in the Round 9 Supercoach Scout Report by Baron Von Crow, averages 114 last year from Round 9 onwards. So he's your selection, and Rocky. Alright, thanks mate.
Hey Jock, got a dilemma here. Wondering which move will be the best going forward. I'm upgrading a combo of either Pritis and Franklin, or Hanabry and Deledio. Out of those two combos, I was just wondering which you think would be better to go forward with into finals. Cheers.
Thanks for your question there, mate, and thanks again to Lekdog, whose Tuesday night video continues to absolutely dominate. A fine community man, as you all are, all of you that call in and all of you listening out there tonight. Those of you who are giving wisdoms, even those of you in your car listening to this, sitting there with your headphones in bed, however you're contributing, on the comments, you're joining in on the Twitter, you're joining in on the Facebook, wherever you're doing it, we absolutely love this joint, and we love everyone who pops by, so thank you very much. Of those options, I'm leaning towards your Matthew Pritis and Franklin combination. Look, Lance Franklin, even looking over the next couple of weeks, he's got Carlton and Gold Coast coming up. Baron Von Crow's identified as well. Was it post-round 90 tends to average up around 114? So he looks like a very good selection, and he's down quite cheap as well, around 450k. Pritis is on. Still very low break-even, although you're paying pretty much top dollar for Pritis. I like that Pritis-Franklin combination better than Hand on Berries and Deledio. Deledio's, you know, was he had two solid games back now. Is he a good option? Yeah, he's got forward agility. He's a very good option. I still tend to think that we'll pick him up at value post his bye. And Hanabry's, I'm actually not convinced Hanabry can keep up the output that he's given. I think he's at overs at the moment. So I do like your Franklin and Matthew Pritis combination. Pritis, funnily enough, will be a relative point of difference as well, mate.
G'day, Jock. It's Jimmy Dowland here, mate. Now, mate, a couple of questions mixed into this one with a bit of wisdom tonight. So hold on for the ride. I have Brett Goods. He's out for a few weeks now. Would you reckon you go down to a cold Jasny for Geelong or Hambling this week, even though they haven't played a game or two? Or would you hold for 2 weeks and see how they go? Goods ain't playing for a while, so I think it'd be fine. I think the community should hold Goods away for Hambling or cold Jasny for Geelong in a few weeks or two. Now, Jock, I have Minson. He's going to drop plenty of dosh if he plays this weekend. He's under the cloud of suspension, which I think is absolute beeswax. But you never know, mate. He hasn't played for ages, and I want to trade up to a primo ruck. What do you reckon here, mate? I'm thinking there's only three options: Mumford, Sauce, or Goldie. He could go Blitzcalves, but I feel like if he didn't have him from the start, I wouldn't go now. I'm feeling Mumford because he's an absolute cracking form and he's a tackling machine. Absolute leader, mate. I love him. I'd also love to know your thoughts on Patrick Cripps, Robbie Tarrant, and TBC. He's not scoring well, mate. I need your help. All right, mate. Cheers, man. Love ya.
Isn't that lovely? I love you too, man. You've been wonderful with your call-ins, Jimmy Dallin. I've really appreciated the wisdom that you've pumped in. And, yeah, you've got a good conundrums here. Willow Minson's back in, and now you'll know, mate, since that call-in, he's been freed. I had a few tweets here. Hang on, I'm going to go on to some Twitters because there's been some good ones coming in. Who said it? You know, there's the movie Free Willy. There's some Jason Schulze. Free Willy. Wonderful stuff. Willy's free. Minson's 480 grand. Scenarios. If he scores 100 over the next couple of weeks, yeah, is that likely? Probably not. But gee whiz, based on previous form, he could. He'll only drop down to, you know, 472. So, you've held him this long, mate. I know you're thinking, oh, hang on. Now, what am I going to do with him? He's playing. I'm forced to make a decision. But are you, mate? I can't see Ace Cordy. With what Will Minson's gone through, and if he has shown Luke Beveridge that he has been a noble, good team man, I mean, we know he's absolutely a genius on the flute. Let's put that to one side. But if he has proven to be a good team man to Luke Beveridge, if he's taken everything humbly in his stride, if he's kept his chin up, I'd suggest Will Minson could be back in for the rest of the season. And what an almighty point of difference you could have there. Having said that, yeah, I see your conundrums. There is, you know, Ruckman drifting down around that sort of 540k in wonderful form. Mumford, Jacobs, Goldstein sort of dropped off the boil, and Blitzarves. If you've read the Dex files, read the wonderful Dexter's Dex files on Mark Blitzarves this year. I think he's come around to our way of thinking as well. Blitzarves is the real deal. I'd have no hesitation looking at, and those who've had enough of Tommy Bell Chambers, if you've got Tom Bell Chambers at R2, I'd have no hesitation putting the old bloody crosshairs on Mark Blitzarves as a ruck option. He's still cheaper than those Mumfords, Jacobs, but he's playing a midfield role. We can't overlook Mark Blitzarves. But I don't know, Jimmy. Mate, if you held Minson this far, I'd hang on to him. Goodness me, how robustly will he want to rip this game apart? He needs to prove himself. He needs to prove that he's number one gorilla, and he's going to play like his life depends on it. And he will, because it does. So, I don't know, I'd hang on. Interested in what the community thoughts are in the comments and on the Twitter. That scenario, you've got Will Minson. He's about to drop in price. He's about 480k. We know that if he performs around 100, he'll sort of flatten out around 470. What do you do? I'd say you hold him, mate.
G'day, Jock. Loving the Thursday night podcast and loving your work, mate. I'm thinking I'm going to have to jump on Lukey Parker this week. I think he should be more of a popular trade-in option. He's down 30k from his original starting price and a pretty good run. Yeah, the buy does scare me, but for my buy structure, it actually fits in quite nicely. So I think I'm going to have to upgrade to him. Now the downgrade option, Bailey Dale, I haven't seen the selections yet. He's probably going to be dropped, I'm not sure. If he plays and Glenn from the Gold Coast Suns doesn't play, who do you reckon I should jump on, mate? I'm thinking Glenn could score more points, but he's not playing at the moment. I just need your wisdom. I need your expertise, and that's why I'm calling in. So please help me. Thank you very much.
Good on you, mate. Thank you for calling in. Completely agree. Luke Parker, almost, well, he will be a point of difference if you bring him in. Let's have a look over his last 3 weeks. 119, 148, 124, and looking very much that player we saw leading into the back end of last year and going right into the final series. He's coming up into Carlton and Gold Coast Suns, probably two of the softest clubs in the competition over the next couple of weeks. Yes, he has a round 12 bye. You have to be very careful out there. Round 12 is shaping up as probably the most difficult bye round. So if you are considering Luke Parker, and I think he's a wonderful option, just make sure that balances out around that round 12 on your spreadsheet. His break even's 38 odd and he's around 550k. No doubts about that. Your trade down options, though, you mentioned Joshy Glenn, who's not in. He's not in for Gold Coast Suns, so you can put a line through him, mate. And Barley Dale is in, and I think I mentioned before, not real excited about his prospects in terms of getting good game time and good output through those buys and into the end of the season. I don't think he's a best 22 player. He's very young and very slight and very small. Talent, oh my word. First 22, not sure. We saw Jack McRae come in again. Will Minson come in. Are they starting to really inject some experience back into that Western Bulldogs outfit to get him through to the end of the season? Time will tell. However, if that's your only option, look, Bailey Dale will have to be, I suppose, mate. Just bear in mind as well, you've got Liam McBean. Do you want to hold off and just see Liam McBean, who could be an another forward rookie. What about Connor Menanju? Now, well, Connor Menanju's on the bubble, but he's a midfield rookie for Richmond. I know Crouching One's not exactly jumping out of his skin. We'll see how he pans out this week because he won't have that much of a price rise anyway. But look, aside from your worries about how you're going to, you know, free that cash up, no doubt Luke Park is a very solid trading option provided you're all right for that round 12 buy, mate. Just getting back to Jimmy, I don't think I addressed you. You put forward that situation about if you've got Brett Goods who's busted his arm, if you can handle just having him there on the bench, should you do that? Thinking that over the next few weeks you can have a look at Joel Hamling, you can even have a look at Daniel Howe, you can have a look at Colodazny as well, who I haven't mentioned. The Colodazny boy's been named for his first game in Geelong. So, yeah, if you can handle just putting Goodsy there while you have a look at the rookies, by all means, you do that, mate.
G'day, Jock. Johnny Bantwist here, mate. Loving your podcast lately. They've been absolutely superb. Just a quick question about Cameron McIntosh. He was a handy pickup, as most of the community would know. Do you reckon it'll be time to give him the boot? His break-even is still relatively low, but his scores lately have not been up to scratch. Love to know your thoughts, mate. Cheers.
G'day, Johnny Van Twesch. Thanks for your call, mate. Probably comes down to what you're looking at. You might be desperate. You could be desperate to try and cull one of these defence rookies because it's the only spot you can see yourself freeing up some cash. And so you might make a very risky move by bringing in a Hamling or one of these new defence rookie boys. But there's not much there to go to, so I'm just not sure where you'd go unless you're going up to someone in defence. In that instance, let's have a look at some popular rookies. Adam Oxley, I think you keep him. You want to roll him through your buys if you can. Adam Saad, there's the other rookie. So the two on the chopping block at any time that's convenient would be Camden McIntosh and Nathan J. Brown. If you've got a good practical reason to move on Camden McIntosh this week, perhaps you're going to upgrade him to a robust defender. Fire away, mate. He's on my chopping block as soon as it's logical to upgrade or downgrade him. So go for your life. Now, our mates at Moneyball, who are good supporters of our community here, have got a free entry contest this weekend. Free entry to a Sunday Moneyball contest where there's $500 on the line. So if you want to have a crack at the Moneyball fantasy format, now the regular deal is you got all those different contests. You can get a league together with your mates and say, let's have 10 of us. Let's do the whole weekend, or you can say, let's just compete for the Saturday games, chuck in $10 each, the winner takes the spoils. There's a free crack at it this weekend. I'll put a banner there. The boys have given me a banner about the $500 free roll contest. So if you want to dip the old toe in the water in Moneyball, ideal time to do that. And thanks to our mates at Moneyball who are good supporters of the Jock Reynolds community. Now, just before we head off, I've got a little bit of a thought. It's almost time to start looking at how do your Supercoach finals fall? Which teams are playing Carlton? Which teams are playing Gold Coast? Who's got a good run during Supercoach finals? How's the ladder looking? Frio's won 8 on the trot. Yeah, righto. They're looking pretty good for top 4. Should we start thinking stuff like Ross Lyon's going to start resting players? I think you will. Hawthorn, though, Hawthorn are like 4-4 or something like that. Are they going to have the luxury of resting as we get towards Supercoach finals? Probably not. Just have that in the back of your mind if you're looking to bring in some Fremantle players. I'd suspect that there'll be some resting happening after the buys. Let's just start to have a look at these, what we call macro principles of the game, as we move to Supercoach finals. Where are teams on the ladder? Are there teams that might take the foot off the gas and start resting players? Which teams will be fighting for top 4, therefore giving it absolutely everything the whole way through? Which teams will be going hell for leather trying to make the top 8? These are important decisions moving forward. So just pack that in your old fantasy footy kit bag as we head into round 9 and as we come closer to those buys. Have a wonderful weekend, community. Keep yourself safe. Enjoy your footy. Enjoy your time with your friends or your family or just with information technology devices. Good luck this weekend and congratulations to our good friend Will Minson, who is happy coming into this round. He's back. He's free. He's free Willy and he's happy. Rip him a new one, community. I have to say, Club Jock Oleans, Club Jock, or, you know, it used to be the Jock Spots. We're going to have a Club Jock podcast this weekend. So hang out for that. If you're a Club Jock member, you get the exclusive additional podcast with extended length this weekend. There's one coming down the pipes. Thank you. because I'm happy and